The gospel for this Sunday service is taken from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said, "Beware practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the gospel of the Lord. You may go ahead and be seated. So this morning we began our Ash Sunday service with the act of confessing, with confession. We begin this way not so that we feel guilty, because I don't think that God ever wants us to stay in that realm of feeling guilty. We know all too well the ways that we fall short, those ways that we fail to love or be loving to others. And I don't think God wants us to stay in that realm of feeling guilty, because guilt has a way of holding us down, holding us back, keeping us stuck. And God wants to remove all barriers that are between God and us. Because God wants more. God wants much more. God wants to be in relationship with us. God wants to be in relationship with us. If you don't hear anything else that I'm going to say this morning, because I'm going to say a few other things, I want you to listen to this. That God loves you and wants to be in relationship with you. Today we receive this cross of ashes on our foreheads to remind us of this very thing. To remind us that God removes all barriers in our lives. Because God loves us and wants to be in relationship with us. This imposition of ashes has a way of leaving us feel like it kind of is an imposition. It's almost like it's a warning, a reminder, an unwelcomed reminder maybe, that none of us will live forever. I have to say it's a very intense act as a pastor to mark that cross on your foreheads and say those words. Because we hear those words, "Remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return." And they remind us of that act of Christian burial where we hear the words, "Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust." These words aren't meant to scare us or depress us. They're really words of invitation. I'd like to encourage you to think about them that way. That God is inviting us into a relationship, inviting us to remember that life is sacred, that our lives are a gift from God. We say those words, created by God, you will return to God. Because just as God created the first human beings out of the dust of the earth, God created each and every one of us, breathing life into us and calling us into being, to be in relationship with each other and to be in relationship with God. You might say that God is our respiration and our inspiration, inspiring us to live lives of loving service to others. And we know that when our lives on this earth are done, that we will indeed return to God. Created by God, we return to God. So these ashes really do remind us that we have our beginnings, our endings, and all of life in between with God. There's absolutely nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Not even death. Nothing that we do, nothing that we don't do, absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of God. There are no barriers for God, and this ash cross reminds us of that. That God is our creator. That God is indeed our respiration, our inspiration, and will be there at our expiration. God never leaves us. Today we begin the journey through the season of Lent. As I mentioned to the kids, the banners will kind of mark our journey as we journey through Lent. Lent is the time between this Sunday and Easter Sunday. The word Lent is derived from the Anglo-Saxon word which means springtime. The season of Lent is almost like a holy springtime for our soul. These ashes define who we are and how we live our lives. Throughout the ages, ashes have been used in gardening. If you ever drive down I-5 through the Willamette Valley at certain times of the year, there's smoke everywhere because they're burning the fields. Ashes are a useful agent in amending the proper chemical balance of soil. Ashes enrich the soil and help plants and crops to grow better, stronger, healthier, and produce more fruit. Just like preparing and planting a garden, the season of Lent is a time of preparation, a time of enrichment, a time to plant ourselves within God, time to grow as people of faith. You know, many people give up things for Lent. I won't ask you to show your hands if you have given up something for Lent, because a lot of times we give up things that are probably good for us to give up anyway. Anything that's a barrier between you and God is a good thing to give up. However, parallel to that, Jesus is encouraging us today to start some good practices, to start doing some things that are good for us, to do things that nurture our spirits, that nurture that relationship with God. He knows that as we grow in our faith, as we live our lives intentionally, when we choose love and kindness, when we're intentional about tending our relationship with God. You know, and that can be things like, he mentions acts of kindness, you know, living with compassion, helping others, making time for prayer, coming to worship, worshiping with others, giving, could be reading the Bible or a spiritual book of some kind. Maybe fasting is a way for you to nurture your relationship with God. Perhaps it's journaling or creating art of some kind or being out in creation, singing, making beautiful music. You name it. What is it that nurtures your spirit? That nurtures that relationship with God? Because Jesus says, take time, make time, and do it. Our ashes also remind us of who God is. As I mentioned to the kids, the ashes were mixed with a little bit of oil. Oil is an ancient symbol of healing and holiness. Oil is mixed with these ashes because God's holy love heals us. God's holy love forgives us, heals us, and makes us whole. Ashes also have just a little touch of soap in them. Ashes before the time of soap used to be used for people to clean their hands, to wash their clothes. It was a cleansing agent. We know that there is cleansing power in the healing love of God. God creates in us clean hearts, hearts for God, hearts for others. So that cross that was once drawn with the baptismal waters is now drawn on our foreheads with ashes. Because we know the power of the cross of Christ. Even in the midst of death and grief, sadness and tragedy and pain, we know that God's love is always faithful, bringing forth new life and new hope. God never, ever gives up on us because God loves us and wants to be in relationship with us. So today we take time to gather and to receive this gift of a cross of ashes on our foreheads. We confess that we are God's children. We give thanks that God loves us enough to remove those barriers in our lives. That God loves us so much that God wants to be in relationship with us and wants us to take time to nurture that relationship. Our hearts and our lives are marked with the very love of God. God is in relationship with us. We do have our beginnings and our endings, and all of life in between with God. As we journey through life, this is our greatest treasure. That our lives are held close in the loving hands of God. Take time this Lent to nurture that love in your life. Take time to be in relationship with God. Because God loves you and is always with you and wants to be in relationship with you. Amen.